A brief history of the Holy Roman Empire. Religious dissidents before the Albigensian Crusade, part 2. Now, under Peter Waldo's leadership, the Waldensi or Waldensians began preaching throughout southern France and northern Italy. In 1179, Peter had attended the Third Lateran Council, where he had sought papal support. Although Alexander III refused to give him a commission, he was confirmed in his vows of poverty and given leave. Waldo and his followers, however, continued to preach, and by 1184, Pope Lucius III issued a bull forbidding the Waldensi from further preaching and condemned Waldo. By the time of Innocent III, Waldo had passed away. His followers continued preaching the gospel, but a breach was beginning to develop amongst the Waldensi. Perhaps spawned by fear of the coming crusade, or perhaps based on a more sincere dispute, the Humiliati broke from the Waldensi. The break was based on a dispute between their views on the Eucharist as well as Peter Waldo's leadership. The Humiliati accepted Catholic Eucharist while the Waldensi rejected much of it. The question of Peter Waldo's leadership also seemed to be called into question, doubtlessly stemming from this debate, but other reasons may have also been the Pope's readying of a crusade. The Humiliati, although still Waldensi at heart, sought approval from the papacy, and it was granted for a time by Innocent III. This new Catholic order, however, would be short-lived, for they too would soon be rejected and scorned, but along with St. Francis, Humiliati, and the Franciscans became the two newest religious orders. Most other sects became subjects of the Pope's wrath. Along with the Waldensi and the Humiliati, there were four other small Protestant forerunners. They were the Berengarians, Petrobusians, the Hendricians, and Arnoldists. Each of these groups would eventually be absorbed in one way or another into the great Waldensi sect, but each began independently. The Berengarians were the followers of Berengar of Tours. Mentioned in previous times, Berengar opposed the Catholic teachings on transubstantiation. He was tried several times and released on numerous occasions, often recanting his views, only to take up the cause again after release. His followers were sporadically persecuted in France, but those who survived the coming crusade would eventually be assimilated into the Waldensi. The Petrobusians took their name from Peter of Bruges. This man, like later Protestants, preached against infant baptism, the doctrine of transubstantiation, the sacrifice of the Mass, prayers for the dead, and celibacy of the priesthood. But most of all, he spoke out against the worship of relics. He condemned relics as a form of idolatry and took his preaching to extremes by burning crosses in bonfires. It was this act that would lead to his martyrdom, for an angry mob, outraged that he would burn crosses, threw him upon one of his own priors. His followers continued to exist until they too became absorbed in the Waldensi, but many were slaughtered in the crusade along with the Cathar. Connected to the Petrobusians were the Hendricians. They were named after Henry of Luzon, a one-time associate of Peter Bruges. Nevertheless, unlike Peter, Henry was less inclined to controversial actions. He did speak out against indulgences and the use of relics, but didn't burn crosses. His preaching was, nonetheless, sufficient to draw the ire of several priests. He was tried in 1135, but released to the custody of Bernard of Clairvaux. Bernard taught Henry and released him, whereupon Henry continued to preach against the heresies of the Mother Church. The Hendricians obviously drew less attention to themselves than the Waldensi or Petrobusians, but their distaste for relics and icons would draw enough attention to warrant sporadic persecution before the Albigensian Crusade. The final sect, which would eventually be amalgamated in the Waldensi, were the Arnoldists, taking their name from Arnold of Brescia, who had been executed by Frederick Barbarossa not too many years earlier. This sect has sometimes been considered a political rather than a religious one, but this would be a mistake. The concept of a republican democracy, taken on a religious nature from the time of Arnold to Cromwell's Republic, and even by our own forefathers, to justification that man is a sinner and is corrupted by power. Only by distributing power amongst the people can the corruption of power be diminished, and only by staying free of political power can the church remain pure. Like Arnold of Brescia, the Arnoldists spoke out loudly against the corruption of the church and its abuse of power. In doctrine, they were somewhere between Catholic and Protestant. Together, these groups, the Waldensi, Humiliati, Berengarians, Petrobusians, Henricians, and Arnoldus created the earliest Reformation attempts. They called the church back to a more pure apostolic beginning and spoke out against some of the emerging doctrines that had been unknown in the earliest days of the apostles. The later Beguines and Beghards were also reform-minded groups which began as religious orders like the Franciscans. It was, nevertheless, not these groups that the Pope concerned him with the most, but the more extreme heretical sects. Although actually a compilation of many sects, the Cathari sects were all related to one another. It was with them that the Inquisition would first begin. The history of oppression always begins with fringe elements and then moves towards the center. The Cathari sects were both Catholic and Protestant. Definitions: cults. They developed from the Eastern sects known as the Paulicans and the Bogomil. Many of these Paulicans had been slaughtered during the early Crusades as soldiers passed through Palestine. The Bogomil continued to prosper at a time in Bulgaria and the Eastern Empire. As their followers moved west, they found many thousands of people were tired of the corruption of the Catholic Church and wanted something better. With the instigation of Innocent's Interdict, churches were virtually shut down and their doors closed until such a time as Philip Augustus and John of England had repented and agreed to submit to the Pope's will. It is therefore a little surprise that people turned to various religious sects for comfort. In this respect, the proliferation of Cathari sect was Innocent's own fault. People were turning to those sects who opposed the corruption of the church. A church which shuts its own doors to its people for political gain. Although there were many different classes of Cathari, some more orthodox than others, their central doctrines were usually dualistic and Gnostic. According to Gnosticism, all flesh was evil. This meant that Christ could not have been literally dwelt in the flesh. For most Cathari, there was no resurrection of the dead. Baptism of any kind was condemned on the basis that John the Baptist questioned whether Christ was really the one. Satan was believed to be the brother of Christ, and not only was sex forbidden, but marriage as well. They rejected the doctrines of purgatory, the seven sacraments, the indulgences, and the established church itself. In addition, they refused to eat meat, rejected the Old Testament as work of the devil, and some engaged in a rite known as the Endura, in which followers starved themselves and sometimes their own children to death. This act was supposed to be a reflection of asceticism and is reminiscent of some of the early Eastern religions. It is also the most heinous of the Cathari crimes. As aforementioned, the Cathari themselves are believed to have been derived from an Eastern religious sect or cult known as the Paulicans and the Bogomili, whose followers made their way westward during the Third and Fourth Crusades. The Paulicans date back several centuries and were a dualistic sect that rejected the Old Testament and held, like the Cathari, that matter was evil. The Bogomili also related to the Paulicans and rejected the biblical and Catholic view of the Trinity. The Amaris were yet another sect related to the Cathari who took their name from Amara of Bena, who had died in 1204. He taught that love was the only commandment and that other doctrines were clearly deviant. He believed in neither heaven nor hell, denied the resurrection, the use of relics, the Eucharist, and openly called the Catholic Church the Whore of Babylon. So, you can see where the background of the Cathari are, so we'll be heading to the Albigensian Crusade next. Now, the sources for this is Religion and the Holy Roman Empire by Ferguson, Before France and Germany by Gary, The Oxford History of Medieval Europe by Holmes, The Papal Encyclopedia by Bunsen, The Capetian Kings of France, 987 to 1328 by Butler and Adams, French History, Volume 1 by Guizot, Barbarian Invasions by Delbruck, Early Germans by Todd, and The Rise and Fall of the Holy Roman Empire by Criswell. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.